chapter 3. The disciples and the bodhisattvas' reluctance to visit Vimalakirti. Then the Vichari Vimalakirti thought to himself, I am sick, lying on my bed in pain. The Tathagata, the Arhat, the perfectly accomplished Buddha does not consider me or take pity upon me and sends no one to inquire after my illness. He was told in the mind of Vimalakirti and said to the Venerable Shariputra, go to inquire after the illness of the Vichari Vimalakirti. Thus addressed the Venerable Shariputra, answered the Buddha, Lord, I am indeed reluctant to go to Vastari Chavi Vimalakirti about his illness. Why, I remember one day when I was sitting at the foot of a tree in the forest, absorbed in contemplation, the Vichari Vimalakirti came to the foot of that tree and said to me, Reverend Shariputra, this is not the way to absorb yourself in contemplation. You should absorb yourself in contemplation so that neither body nor mind appear anywhere. In the three realms, you should absorb yourself in contemplation in such a way that you can manifest all ordinary behavior. Without forsaking cessation, you should absorb yourself in contemplation in such a way that you can manifest in nature of an ordinary person without abandoning your cultivated spiritual nature. You should absorb yourself in contemplation so that the mind either settles within or moves without towards external forms. You should absorb yourself in contemplation in such a way that the 37 aids to enlightenment are manifest without deviation towards any convictions. You should absorb yourself in contemplation in such a way that you are released in liberation without abandoning the passions that are the province of the world. Reverend Shariputra, those who absorb themselves in contemplation in such a way are declared by the Lord to be truly absorbed in contemplation. Lord, when I read this teaching, I was unable to reply and remain silent. Therefore, I am reluctant to go to ask the good man about his sickness. Vimalakirti to inquire about his illness. Margayana Chittai, Lord, I am indeed reluctant to go to the Lichavi Vimalakirti to inquire about his illness. Why, I remember one day when I was teaching the Dharma to householders in the square in the great city of Vaishali, and the Lichavi Vimalakirti came along and said to me, Reverend Nagayanana, that is not the way to teach the Dharma to the householders in their white clothes. The Dharma must be taught according to reality. Reverend Nagayanana, the Dharma is without a living being because it is free of the dust of living. Selfless because it is free of the dust of desire. It is lifeless because it is free of birth and death. It is without a person. It dispenses with past origins and future destinies. The Dharma is peace and pacification because it is free from desire. It does not become an object because it is free of words and letters. It is inexpressible and it transcends all movements of matter. Dharma is omnipresent because it is like infinite space. It is without color. My worship because it is free of all process. It is without the concept of mind because it is free of the possession. It is without ideation because it is free of my thought of consciousness. It is incomparable because it has no antithesis. It is without presumption of conditionality because it does not conform to causes.
Purifying your intentions, understanding the definitive expression.
possessions of the diamond. You should teach the Dharma in order that the continuity of the teachables may never be interrupted. Lord, when Vimalakirti and his discourse ascending, the householders in the crowd conceive the spirit on its own perfect enlightenment, and I myself was speechless. Therefore, Lord, I am indeed reluctant to go to this good man to inquire about his illness.
Affliction's no free of afflictions, neither involved in God.
concentration, nor free from concentration, neither in the world nor abiding in liberation. Furthermore, those who give such fond reverence have neither great merit nor small merit, neither gain nor loss. They should follow the way of the Buddha, not the way of the disciples. Only in this way, under Mahakashapa, is the practice of eating by all meaningful. Lord, when I heard this teaching, I was astonished, and for reverence to all bodhisattvas, even little bodhisattva may be endowed with such eloquence. Who is careful to see the spirit of one excel perfect enlightenment? From that time forth, I no longer recommend the vehicles of the disciples and of the solitary sages, but recommend the Mahayana. And thus, Lord, I am reluctant.